Have you ever considered the effects of laziness? In Proverbs chapter 24, verses 30 through 34, we catch a glimpse of a lazy man in action. Listen to the words there beginning in verse 30 of chapter 24. It says, I went by the field of a lazy man, and by the vineyard of a man devoid of understanding. And there it was, all overgrown with thorns. Its surface was covered with nettles. Its stone wall was broken down. When I saw it, I considered it well. I looked on it and received instruction, a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest. So shall your poverty come like a prowler, and your need like an armed man. After reading this passage, we might ask, how did this person ever end up with any land to begin with? Or if he didn't want to take care of this land, why did he buy it? Or why didn't he sell this land? Well, we want to consider the path of laziness. It very well could be that this land was passed down in the family from generation to generation. So he had inherited this land, we might say, something that then he had never done anything with it. And so this land that he had inherited, that he had done nothing with, we might say he let things go. Have you ever driven by a nice house, one that you fell in love with? You saw the beautiful landscape that was there before it and the beautiful creation of this house. And we, over a period of time, we drive by and we see the owner of this house who has let the grass grow up, the weeds grow up around it, and we see the deterioration of the house. And we wonder, whatever happened to this wonderful place? It doesn't take long for something to deteriorate due to neglect. What is described in this passage wasn't something that just took place overnight, but it was a gradual thing. Once a field is overtaken by a few weeds, it becomes easier for us to neglect it. And before you know it, the whole field is overtaken with weeds, and we see that it's in need of repairs, the wall that's broken down, and everything, before we know it, lie in ruins. Why? Because of laziness, because of a failure to properly care for what should have been cared for all along. Well, you might ask, what was the result of this lazy man's laziness? Worthless land. His land became worthless to him, to those around. It didn't produce any crops any longer. What at one time appeared to be a field that yielded a good crop was nothing more than thorns and nettles, the scripture says. This man also lost the ability to make a profit with this land. Because of his laziness to properly care for the field, he had nothing. The land was overgrown and could be sold for no profit because the land was worthless. There was nothing that he could do. Now we think about that in the life of a Christian who becomes lazy in his work, maybe because he decides, oh, I don't have time any longer. I just can't go out like I used to and do these things because of laziness. If we find it easy to miss one worship service, then we find it easier to miss more and more. Or maybe we find it, well, I can't attend this gospel meeting. Or I can't go out and knock doors at this particular time. And before we know it, our laziness in the Lord's church has become as this lazy man of the field. We're no longer involved. We're no longer active in the Lord's work. As we conclude our thoughts for the day, we want to consider laziness as it relates to sin. When we allow the world to get by with a little more influence in our lives each day, eventually we are swept away by that sin. So let us not have laziness sweep us away into sin.